You don't have to always
be nice. I'll just like import all the major ones we do and then...
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Thank you. From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Bet you can't do that. Bet you can't do that. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. So lift up your feet.
Yeah. Down. I can sort of do it.
Just work out those shoulders and your arms.
Yeah. I see you've been working them out.
Oh, I always work out.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. This is The Strange.
We don't need to do that. We know who we are.
Oh, chameleon. Well, you never know. Sometimes we get new listeners.
I am the chameleon. Pet the chameleon.
Yeah, that's right. That's your thing. Pet the chameleon. Well... we are back. We took a little hiatus, and now we're back. And please, you can also go ahead and tune in on iTunes, Strange Chameleon Show. We are on iTunes. So today is Sunday. The LA Marathon is in the news.
I know. There's a lot of runners out there. What are they going? Where are they running to?
Catch up. You got to catch up to them.
No, you need to catch up to Mustard.
Oh. Hey, that's my joke.
That's your joke.
Well, I don't know why anyone would put their bodies through that. I don't get it. But more power to you if it's your thing and if you have a purpose for it. You know, a lot of people run for... cancer patients and all that, cancer survivors especially. So I suppose, you know, everyone has a reason for doing it. But if your life, if you don't have some sort of tragedy going on in your life, then why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
I hear that the following day, that's your trash.
No, don't try to put it on me now.
I hear that the following day, people can't even, like, bend over to touch their toes.
They can't do anything bending over.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I hear. So tomorrow, they're going to feel death multiplied.
I mean, that's a lot of running. I like to run.
So it's for it started at the Dodger Stadium all the way to Santa Monica Beach.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, run... I mean, first of all, driving is crazy just to get to there all the way to Santa Monica. But to run...
that's already a drag.
That's already a drag. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of running. And I hear the kids are running, too.
Well, they had that yesterday, their little 5K
run.
That's
what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I joined.
That's the one you joined.
It was just 5K.
Gotcha.
It's five miles. No, but apparently, I forgot how many miles it's... I think it's like 25 miles or something like that from Dodger Stadium to Santa Monica Beach.
It's probably, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Probably around 20.
Well.
25.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. I feel like, especially in the rain, it's because of all this, like, you know, sometimes there's, well, not sometimes, but there can be acid rain. And I feel like that would be worse. But thankfully, it's a good day to do a marathon. You know, it's not too hot and it's not too cold.
My only concern is that there's so much smog out in the air. I mean, I was coming from east on the 10 East when you head towards like...
yeah, we actually went last week to see the poppy fields.
Yeah, exactly. Over towards Corona, and we were just coming down the hill, and we saw so much smog. And just imagine LA. Those people running and feeling that smog and that carbon monoxide all in their lungs. It's just I would wear masks. I would wear Darth Vader masks, you know, or whatever you need to do to just stay safe.
Yeah, I don't think people think about that, you know.
Well, they need to. Nowadays yeah. in LA, they need to start thinking about that 100% because you can't be doing all these fun things, running and jogging and swimming, without wearing a ventilation system.
People don't feel it now, but I feel like down the line, you know, we're going to have a lot of a lot of those kinds of cases. Yeah. Well, Chameleon.
Yes, Strange.
Wow. So this past week, on the 20th, you know, 3/20 marks the first day of spring.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does. So it's, you know, I was looking forward to the day. It was beautiful, beautiful, sunny. Well, no, actually, it wasn't sunny. There was a sudden hailstorm.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
It was suddenly. But I did check the Weather Channel, and it did seem like there was going to be some rain, just not to that degree. However, I was in the LA area. I had to take my mom to the doctor's, and several things happened. But one of the things that really stood out to me is that, first of all, while I was at the doctor's, I accompanied my mom, and she got some blood taken out, blood drawn for certain tests and all that. And I was, you know, I was with her. Everything seemed fine. The technician seemed very kind, very professional. Mm-hmm. So he seemed. And I'm just outside waiting. Just right outside, you know. I could have been in the lab with her, but I'm thinking, okay, she's being taken care of. I was getting like tired, I was getting drained. So I'm just waiting in the lobby right next to the lab. Apparently, while I was waiting patiently,
yes,
this technician used the wrong needle.
What?
And the needle dropped, and he reused the same one, this idiot.
On another patient?
On my mom.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't know any of this, because I know that my mom speaks up, and she would, you know, say something, but there was a younger guy that was there, another tech, and I think he was one of those, like, recent graduates, or, you know, maybe he's doing his internship, whatever, externship. But he said, shouldn't we use another one? And apparently he said, oh, no, it's okay. And he kind of, like, wiped it. Okay, I've worked in the medical field, and if I ever pulled a stunt like that, I would have been fired.
Yeah, and this was a technician doing this.
Yes, and I called them, you know, once she told me about this. And I spoke to whoever it was, and he asked me, you know, and I tell him the problem, and he asked me, okay, so what do you want me to do about this, or what should who do you want to talk to?
What exactly did he say?
Yeah, no, both.
He said both. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah,
what
yeah.
exactly
it was,
do you want me to do?
Okay, well, what do you want me to do about this? What exactly do you want me to do about this? Who do you want to get transferred to? It was his response.
No, just use a different needle, a new one.
No. So I'm calling in with the complaint.
Oh, gotcha. You're okay. calling in after, yeah.
And I tell this guy, okay, clearly you don't know what you should do. That's the reason. And I'm not sure who I should speak to, which is why I'm calling in. And as a professional, you should be able to go ahead and handle the matter. You know what I mean? Even if you don't know, you never say that. You
right.
say, okay, I understand your concern. Let me put you on hold right now while I figure things out, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just, there's so much unprofessionalism nowadays. It's crazy, but I still haven't gotten my call back from the manager. He said that someone was gonna call me back. I still haven't gotten that, but I will definitely follow up.
He's actually calling right now. If you want to talk to him,
ring ring.
No, I'm just kidding.
And it's wow.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. That is disgraceful as a technician, as a professional in the medical field.
Yeah, I know.
It's bonkers.
But you know what the saddest thing about this is? That it could have been worse. But it shouldn't, you know, why do we have to use that? Dropped
it, slipped on a banana peel, it would have went in his butt or something, you know? And then he's like, pulls it out, and then he's like, wipes it.
And then he uses it.
All right, here we go. Let's get started.
Well, knowing this guy's common sense, maybe that's really the scenario he would have done. But then...
Shut it down!
Yeah, we need John Taffer in that medical office. But... to say the least, I will not be taking her there again. I'm just going to go for the results this coming week, and I'm going to go ahead and speak to someone directly, and I'm just not going to take her there anymore. That's just preposterous. Yeah. But when we left, it was about 1 o'clock, and I see it about 2 blocks from Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital.
Okay.
It's in Hollywood. I see this guy walking down Vermont Boulevard on crutches. He had a cast on. It looked like he had just been released from the hospital. He was walking at a snail's pace. I am not kidding you.
Wow.
And I'm driving north on Vermont. He's walking southbound. So, because I need to go ahead and run some errands, and I'm just looking at him like, oh my God, who would release him like that? Who would release someone like that from the hospital? My goodness, it really just didn't sit well with me. So after I did my errands, I drove back down, and because
he barely
I wanted
even crossed the street, huh?
I kid you not, like 40 minutes had gone by.
40 minutes?
40 minutes had gone by, and he hadn't even made it half that block.
Wow.
Because he was so in such a fragile state. So I said, oh my God, that's it. I ran to the nearest store and I got Gatorade and some food. And I, sure enough, you know, he was pretty much right there. And after 10 minutes that passed by while I did this. And I asked the man, you know, what's your name? Did you just get released from the hospital? And he said, yes. And I told him, I can't. He could barely even hold the bag that I was trying to hand him. His hands were shaking. He was in such a delicate state. He still had blood on his forehead.
Jeez.
He had some blood on his jacket. He was wearing blue jeans.
Was anybody there? Like, has he a family, somebody to pick him up?
So as I spoke to him, you know, I let him know this is criminal, okay? A hospital should not be releasing you like this into the streets.
Yeah.
It's inhumane. And I gave him his food. I asked him where he was going. He said, oh, I just need to make it down to Virgil.
Nah.
This happened near Vermont and Santa Monica, and he was trying to get to Vermont and Virgil. That's like a good mile down.
Gotcha.
Probably 2 miles, actually. A mile and a half, I want to say. I mean, at that rate, he was probably never going to get there. But I, my mom's in the car, and I ask her, like, Mom, I think I should call the police. What should I do? And she said, oh, they're probably not going to listen to you. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, you know, when I see certain types of homeless people when I'm in L.A., which doesn't happen every day because I don't live in L.A., I feel like calling the police over certain people that I see that are in just such terrible state. You know what I mean? So growing up in these areas, I'm not used to seeing this. But now I guess it's the new norm, which is so sad. And I take my mom's word for it. You know, I say, okay, well, maybe. I don't know. Turns out.
So you left him there. You left him there, didn't you? You let him walk alone in a fragile state.
In a fragile state. I actually asked a girl if I could borrow her cell phone. And she just looks so like I am disturbing her so much. over asking her this. The way she was looking, the way she was looking at this man, I'm thinking someone is going to help me help him. She was standing right there on her phone doing nothing productive, I'm sure. And she just looks at him like, ugh, oh my gosh, you know, like, you're such a bother. How dare you bother me like this? Just looking at you is bothering me. I mean, these kids nowadays, they have no sense of reality. You know, they just get lost in this social media.
Yeah,
and there is just no sense of... I mean, my goodness, so many people nowadays...
It is.
It is very upsetting. So I get back in the car and I grab my phone and I tell him, you know, I'm going to go ahead. Can I go ahead and please take a photo of your wristband? With your permission, I would like to go ahead because that's where all his information is. And he allows me to do that. And I ask him, you know, do you need help? Should I call someone? You know, and he said, no, I'm okay. Thank you so much. You already helped. And I'm just, you know, and I'm consulting with my mom. So I go ahead, I get in the car and I drive up to Los Feliz and then I pull over and I'm just like trying to call new station, you know, someone that might take this story because it's happened before. Yeah. Where first of all, Kaiser Permanente, they were accused of, you know, just abandoning their ambulance, their paramedics just abandoned a lady in Skid Row several years ago. So I emailed KTLA, I sent messages to several other reporters, and no one got back. And but I did call the hospital, and they said that they were going to investigate it, which on Friday I was supposed to get an update. I still didn't get an update. It's just, it's so heartbreaking, and I just... I'm calling friends that work in the medical field, like, what should I do, you know? And pretty much kind of, I don't get any real direction. But the guy that I spoke to, one of the people that are in charge, a guy that's in charge of the nurses at the hospital, he said that that was not proper discharge, so maybe he left. But to me... Yeah, maybe he took off on his own, but to me that seems absurd because how could someone not see this guy? I mean, it's not like he can just hop out of that hospital bed
probably giving
and flee
him, like,
so fast.
Dirty needles, you know, injecting him with the dirty needle, and he's like, I'm out of here. And he started walking away.
Wow.
No, because they have flux of dirty needles, a backup, and maybe they just like maybe they started to do something like that and he noticed and he walked away.
That's not funny.
No,
that was pretty lame actually.
All right, whatever.
You don't. So anyways, no, I don't get lame jokes, thank you. So I, you know, I'm just
you should, because though there's the very
best ones. I'm just very disturbed by it, but he did take my call seriously, thankfully.
That's good.
Or so, you know, I hope. Like I said, I'm still waiting for an update. But he did say that that's not proper discharge because even if it's homeless people, they get vouchers for Uber. He said just the other day, just today, he told me, I gave someone a voucher for Uber to take him all the way to Long Beach because he was homeless, but that's where he knew someone and he got discharged, you know. And it seemed like when I spoke to this guy that I found in the street, this patient, he had been in an accident, because I asked him, you know, it looked like he had been in an accident because of the trauma that I saw, the injuries he had, excuse me. So it's, I was just very disturbed by it. And, I did a lot of praying, you know, I did a lot of praying that afternoon. It just really breaks my heart that this would even happen. It's like, you don't see someone walking out of the hospital.
I'm surprised. I mean, no one else stopped and helped out.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that, oh, you mean in public? Yes.
In public, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well that I might have been the only one. I mean, do we not have
anyone
that we love? It's, you know, it's just really about humanity.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people just lack that. I mean, are they on so many prescription meds that it, like, killed the side of humanity off you?
Could be.
What the heck is going on? You know, this is just isn't normal. And in fact, another thing that really disrupted me, that really disturbed me, is I was talking to someone, someone that I volunteer my time for.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time with this woman. And she was on the bus when I called her. And she got harassed twice.
Harassed twice.
An elderly on the bus, on these metro buses, okay? Metro should be ashamed of themselves.
Should be ashamed of yourself, Metro.
Because
if you're listening,
their drivers,
it's for you.
Their drivers don't do squat most of the time. I mean, twice. I was on the phone with her, and I'm just like, what's going on? Are you okay? And she tells me this woman is trying to make me, is trying to get me to move on these handicap front row seats that are for handicapped and elderly so that she can sit down because she was taking half another seat with her walker. Big deal. It's for the elderly anyways. And she said that she put her cell phone on high volume and she was able to hear when I said, you know, are you okay? Do you want me to call the police right now? I'll call the police right now. And then that's when she got off the bus. So she got scared. And then
good.
5 minutes later, you know, I call her again just to see how she's doing. And then another guy, some guy was trying to move her and he nearly like pushed her so that he could sit his ass on the seat.
My gosh.
And this bus driver was not doing a thing. And she was vocalizing like, don't do this. Stop. Get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was speaking up and no one did anything.
And she's up in front. The bus driver can
clearly
hear.
She's an elderly, handicapped individual. You know, obviously she's using a walker.
What frustrates me is that they have the signs posted. If you see anything, say something, or this is inappropriate. You can't be doing this, and all this, but they don't do anything when actually something happens.
Exactly.
Unless someone pulls out a gun or something super serious, then it's like, oh my gosh, let's stop the bus and make this a serious issue. But an elderly lady is screaming and trying to get some help.
Yeah.
And nothing happens. They just continue to
Here's the
to
kicker.
Drive.
Here's the kicker. I called the police.
Nice.
And this is all I heard. The LAPD is busy right now.
Okay. Oh, you got one of those automated messages?
Yeah, it wasn't that exactly. But, you know, when you hear, this is for the hearing impaired.
Cardi B was on the other line?
That's all I heard. For like 7 minutes. And I turn to you and I say, can you imagine if I was dying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is what I would hear. These would be my last minutes on earth.
I'm surprised they're on hold because every time I call, I mean, on accident, you know, when I butt dial them, they respond like right away. They're at my door. What's up with that?
Well, I think it's you know, because it's the Los Angeles Police Department and they're so damn busy. Because there's so much damn crime.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but I am just so
disappointed
in Metro. And then the other day, okay, the same lady, she told me, because I call her, I check in on her, and she told me that she was a victim of racism. The bus driver was trying to get her to stand up so that she could make room for an elderly white woman.
Really?
And he told her, you know what? If you can't speak English, then get out. And she was speaking English, obviously broken English.
Yeah.
But how dare he do that? So I called in because she can't really, you know, go ahead and call someone with a complaint and know exactly what to do. So I offer my help. And when I get to a customer, a lazy customer rep at metro.net, she goes, were you there? Okay, well, she needs to call in. You can't call in because you weren't there. Yeah, she needs to call in. Thank you, click.
Oh, my gosh. See, just that customer service.
She didn't ask. She didn't care to escalate the call. She didn't care to ask me what is her information so I can escalate this and someone else will give her a call. You know what I mean? There's
nothing.
A reason why I'm calling and she's not calling because she can't really, you know, she's an elderly.
Yeah.
Okay. But my goodness, this is what public transportation is turning into. This is the public transportation that the mayor is trying to make you take. Okay, yeah. So if you are an elderly, you're a grandmother, you better beware, because clearly this is not for you. Public transportation is garbage. It treats these people, these are our citizens, our Angelinos that we supposedly love and care for.
Yeah.
And this is how they're going uncared for. No one is taking, these bus drivers aren't doing squat. They're not doing their job. But this is the public transportation that you're being told to take because it's so much better for humanity.
Yeah, don't drive your cars. Drive the garbage metro. It's sick.
I'm ranting. Well, I have a reason to rant.
No, you do. Rant away. This is good stuff.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting good stuff.
So upset.
And speaking,
let's take a breath. Let's take a breath. I need to take a breath.
All right. I feel better.
By the way, you guys, MPTF, Motion Picture Television Fund, they do amazing things for people like the elderly. I am part of that. I volunteer my time. They have something called DCS, Daily Call Sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead. It's sort of like pen pals, but phone pals for the elderly. You give them a call.
That's really cool.
You check in on them, etc.
See how they're doing.
Yes, I love being part of that. A lot of the elderly don't have family, and they don't really have anyone to call in and check in on them. And I love what they do. So check it out, you guys. A lot of the times, people don't volunteer because we think, I got to drive there. I got to do this. We have busy lives. I totally get it. But they do provide something where you can literally make a difference in someone's life by just picking up the phone. And we all have an unlimited cell phone plan.
Yeah, unlimited minutes. Now you can call an elderly and talk your, your arm off in your ear. Nah.
So check it out, you guys. That's really cool. MPTF.org.
That's a really good thing.
It is. So, moving on to...
Real quick, because I'm going to... Can I comment off what you got going on? I know you were ranting. Okay. And so I just... It frustrates me, too. Yes. There was this one time where I was walking around L.A. Mm-hmm. And there was a fire. It has nothing to do with the elderly. But I used one of the elderly to put out the fire. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, but there was a fire and no one did anything. Someone passed by it and there was a flame just right to the left.
Let me guess, did they get their phone out?
No, I didn't see any phones taking photos or video or anything like that. Just everyone just ignored it and be like, I guess firefighters are going to take care of it, I guess.
I hate that. I guess someone else is going
to
call.
But I guess I get it. People are driving and they can't stop traffic to go do something, leave their car. Yeah. I get that. But the people who are walking, you can do something. So what did I do? I stomped that fire.
Did you throw yourself into the fire?
I did. I literally risked my life for the fire to save others. There was nobody around, but except a couple people passing by. But I basically went over there because I didn't want it to spread and start hurting people. Sorry, and
harming people.
Harming, the flames going out. And so anyways, I basically kicked some dirt and I put out the fire that way. And then seconds, maybe a minute later, a firefighter started to come my way. And it was pretty much out at that point. But there was more fire down in the pit, but just like a little peak of it started to surface. And I put that part out. I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good. It's like, you do things to help the
wait a minute, what does this have to do with an elderly?
No, that's
absolutely
my
nothing. No, he just wanted saying... to say how much of a hero he was. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we get it.
No, not just that. Well, that was about it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm just saying, in general, people don't do anything. They're tied to their phones. They're looking down. They're not even paying attention to get to that point. But I had an experience with an elderly myself, and a sweet lady, and it was, I was at a customer's home doing some install, And I was with another team. And basically, like, we had to carry some furniture. We had to do all this other stuff. And she was just, like, there all the time, like, just, you know, she had this, like, dust bunny thing going on.
Okay, let's start from the beginning because you're jumping around too much.
All right.
So
I was at, all right, let me break it down. I was at a customer's house doing an install.
This was yesterday.
Just yesterday. And there was an elderly woman.
Hold on.
Her son.
Now, was this before or after some lady in a chicken suit popped up?
You
want to
break down the whole thing? Okay. It was a weird day.
Saturday
was a weird day. And it was kind of, all right. Let me break this down. So I basically, I was.
Stop saying basically. It's so annoying when people say basically.
All right.
Just say furthermore.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So let me start from the beginning. I wake up.
You said let me start from the beginning like 5 times now.
Okay. So we're driving and we're heading towards Malibu. We stop at a light.
Uh-huh.
I look to my right.
Mhm.
And I see a woman in a chicken suit.
And what did she say?
And she started clucking towards me. And I was tripping out. And I was like, what is she going to give me this whole spiel about chickens? Or, you know, you got to save the chickens and this or whatever, you know, cages. I don't know what's going on. And then she just like dropped some eggs in my, because I had the window down. And she dropped some eggs into my hand. And it's...
So she laid some eggs for you.
She laid some eggs for me, you know, and it was kind of weird, but I was like, oh, thank you, you know, because it's the whole Easter thing going on and she's trying to promote. It was a chicken restaurant
Easter,
that they're promoting.
They're supposed to be bunnies, which is stupid, right?
It doesn't make sense. And yeah, I picked that up too. I was like, wait a minute. Isn't that supposed to be bunnies dropping the eggs? Not a chicken anyways.
Well, Easter's supposed to be about
Jesus
anyways.
I guess it's supposed to be
Jesus
the chicken
anyways.
Or the egg. I don't know.
That's why it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, like, all right, awesome. Thank you. So we go to the customer's site and there was like a little girl and I gave the eggs. It was candy inside and I gave it to the little girl and she was super happy. And then we left there and our last site we went to is the elderly. Okay. And with that, so we're moving this stuff around and she's just in the way. She's not trying to be. She's trying to help. And she has this like dust bunny thing going on. She wants to dust the wall. She wants to dust things. She wants to help. And I get it. So I was like, no, it's okay. You can sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, sit down. It's okay. I said sit down. No. No, but I was like, all right, go ahead and sit down. She sat down and then she started to go. And then as soon as I start to pick something up, there she is. Just like dusting and doing some more stuff. So anyways, we finally, you know, did our install. We're moving this furniture. Mm-hmm. And she's in the house. I see her like in front of me.
Yeah.
And then so we start going down and there's a lot of steps. Big, heavy furniture. Lots of steps. It's very awkward. And we finally get, because we're putting it in his garage. And we go to the garage area and I turn around and she's right there. I don't know where she came from, but she's like, for an elderly, she's pretty fast. She's like, she's appeared out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, so now you have to go out, please, because it's for your own safety. I can't have you behind me while I'm, you know, lifting this. And she finally got out of the way. I did what I needed to do, and then that was it. She gave me candy. I don't know what it was, but everyone wanted to give me candy today. So I was like, oh, no, that's okay. I'm on a diet. Yeah. So that was weird. So then
you're driving down.
Yeah, I'll get to it. I was going to get to it.
Okay, well, hurry up.
All right. So I basically, all right, sorry. I didn't mean to.
You're driving down and
I'm
then
driving
somebody cuts you guys off.
And this elderly man in this like, you know, really fancy old style, you know how like people, the elderly guys like to suit up their cars and they like to put, you know, it's an old classic car and he was real proud of it. So anyways, he cuts us off. We didn't honk or anything. I wasn't driving. It was the other guy. Hey, are you okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And so driving behind him, and he has the audacity to flip us off behind the mirror. He's all, yeah, you know, and I'm like, are you serious? So anyways, we're parked at the light. We got off the exit, and I look to my right, and I look at him, and I'm just staring him down. And he's looking at me, and he's like, you got a problem? And I'm like, no, sir. I shake my head. My shaking the head was basically like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But just like, it was a weird day, and we finally got safe. And
you finally find some refuge at a Togo somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're trying to enjoy your meal. You take your first bite, and what happens?
This Asian guy, he was like a student. He comes in, and I'm thinking he's going to buy something. No, he grabs a napkin, and he blows his nose. And all this, and it's just like...
So loud, and you said it was so loud.
So loud, so gross, and I'm just about to take a bite of this delicious, you know, sandwich, and it just like kills the mood, and I'm like... So he leaves... throws it away and he leaves, and then he turns around. I'm looking at him this whole time, and he turns around and he looks at me. We lock eyes, and he just smiles like a sinister laugh. And I'm like, dude, people are weird.
It was a strange day for the chameleon. People are just
weird.
The strange chameleon show.
Yeah, it was definitely.
It was a strange chameleon day.
Yeah, it was a strange chameleon
day. That's what it was. Well, how about manly outings versus pop music?
Oh, boy. Tell me about it.
No, actually, tell us about it.
Well, okay. So we were currently, not too long ago, we went to a pizza joint. It was fairly new. And we were having some pizza. And the music itself is just poppy. You know, you got...
Yeah, and there was beer there. It was like a man thing.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it was a family gathering, but yeah.
But the atmosphere was where, you know, where guys can go.
Grab some beers, you know, watch some television, some sports was on there and everything like that.
And then what do you hear in the background? Well, actually, you like Hanson, didn't you say?
No, I never said that. But... Hanson wasn't playing, but it was just like the current, you know, like everything's electronica, pop, bop. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but it's just like...
It's pop music, yeah.
Pop music, but it's just real bubblegum pop going on. And it's like, it's so annoying because I can't enjoy the atmosphere, the environment with this annoying music going on.
You know who has good music, though? And we mentioned this last time when we were there. Jersey Mike Subs.
Yeah, I guess so.
We like the music that they play.
Yeah, maybe it was that location because I've been some other ones and they still play some bop music, some pop bop.
Maybe they need to. They just need to go
to bars sometimes. I'm not an alcoholic. If that's what you guys are thinking, I'm not going to bars drinking all the time.
You better not be thinking that.
Better not be thinking that. No, I like casual drinking, but I'll go to these like. Venues or these bars, and they're playing some, you know, pop music. It's just...
It kind of kills the mood.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's like something when you start a new business and they just program their own music.
Well, a lot of the times, it has to do with the employees, the ones that are in charge of that, handling what's played.
I've installed those, though, just so you know. Like, I've installed those type of music control... the speakers and the actual media centers, and it's all pre-programmed. You connect it. It's all linked up through an IP address to the main server.
We need to write a petition. We need to gather a petition.
They program it.
For the company that programs it.
Yeah. They just have this like list of like, these are all the songs that are just the usual setup that you need to do.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's sad. But you know what else is sad?
What is it?
I can't stand this, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Animals that are unstrapped on truck beds. What the heck, man? What the heck?
What is up with that?
You irresponsible pet owners. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, these animals, if anything were to happen, they'd go flying out. And I understand that not everyone straps their pets inside the vehicle. Well, at least they're inside a vehicle. But you know how dangerous they could easily, if they're on a truck bed, they can easily jump out. Anything that will catch their attention, they can just jump out, you know, a bump, they can get knocked out. Yeah, it's just so irresponsible of these pet owners. And I don't know why, can a cop even give them a ticket? They should. They should make it illegal.
Yeah.
Just, that's illegal. It's wrong, you know?
And they should grant... This is my little rant, just real quick. They should grant us as citizens a type of ability to pull over people, like citizens arrest, but incite them for things that are pretty major. Like if we see a drunk driver and a cop isn't around, instead of calling the police and staying on hold, I think I should be able to pull them over myself, have like a little blue light or something I can strap on or something, and then pretend like I'm a cop. Then pull them over and then cite them and say, a real police will be here shortly. And but for now, I'm going to cite you.
I'm just the sub.
Yeah, I'm just the sub. Exactly. But I need to do something. Or you didn't on your turn signal properly. You cut me off. I'm going to cite you. And there was one where...
But a real cop will be calling you shortly, yeah, mister, and will be handling you.
Let me get your license and registration and so forth.
You know what? Speaking of calling the police, drunk drivers. I called the police once on a drunk driver. He was drunk.
Wow.
He was swerving. I kid you not. I saw a beer can in his hand.
Yeah.
Okay? He was sexually harassing through in his car other female drivers. You know what I mean? Just being all stupid.
What kind of beer, by the way? Do you know what kind of beer it was?
It was a Modelo.
Modelos. Yeah.
He's driving down the 10. Around Staples Center, downtown area. I am making my way. I'm driving down the 10 close to San Dimas, all right? San Dimas area. But I call 911 as soon as I saw him in the downtown area, obviously with a beer can in his hand, driving around, swerving. I call twice. I give him the vehicle description. I give him the license plate. I kid you not. This guy made it past San Dimas. I got off before him. He was still on the freeway.
Jeez.
So much for all these call 911 if you see a drunk driver. It is so bogus.
Yeah, it is.
Okay? I'm calling twice. Hello? Yeah, he's drinking. I can see a beer can in his hand.
Yeah, swerving around.
My goodness. What is going on?
Take it easy, Strange.
What is going on?
You can't be doing that. We're going to malfunction if you do this.
Hold me back, Chameleon. Hold me back.
You know what else is frustrating? Kids with leashes. Have you ever seen these? If you guys follow me on Instagram, it's at Chameleon with a K. And
I thought it was at the Chameleon.
Is that what it is? At the, all right, it's at the Chameleon. Thank you.
Let's check that out right now.
It's at the Chameleon. You're right.
Okay, there we go.
And so at the _Chameleon. Anyways, and I put a post because I was walking into I'm not going to throw out the name, but it's a retail store, a major retail store. And there was a woman, a wife, and a husband, and two kids. And both of them had leashes, I believe. I think one of them had leashes.
Okay, you got to work on your story delivery, Chameleon. Get the facts straight before you deliver a story.
I believe, like...
You believe...
Both of them were on leashes.
You know what? If you want to go ahead and see the video, go to the... _Chameleon. It's right there. All right, bottom line, it is dehumanizing. I think it's lazy parenting.
With somebody because they commented on it. And they're like, I wanted to read it to you.
Funny.
I wanted to read it to you guys because I thought it was pretty funny, because some people are pretty serious about these leashes and they think it's a great thing. And I think it's degrading for children because it shows you as the parent that you can't take control of your own kid. You need a leash for this. You need to take control of this, and you can't just keep an eye on him. And two parents, the father just walks away, does his own thing, leaves the wife with the two kids, and she's like they're like dogs. And it's just like, that's not cool.
Looks
that's
like
not
she's cool. Dog walking.
Yeah, dog walking and all this, and she's dragging him. And so so we got a gentleman name of, or I believe it's a gentleman, but it, Tenpenny.
Okay, right. I'll be Tenpenny.
You be Tenpenny. And you're going to read it off. Do you have it?
I'm pulling it up right now.
All right, she's going to pull it up. And this guy, I mean, he's all about the leashes, man. He loves his leashes on all his kids. And I just find it funny because it's just, hey, it's your own opinion. That's fine. That's my opinion of how I'm telling you I don't like them. And a lot of people support me on that.
If that all my kids had leashes, you know why? Because there was one of me, three of them, and they were hyper. I'd much rather be judged for this than worrying about their safety because they decided to run off in different directions.
Yeah, well, I can't find my responses on here, so let me borrow your. So I basically responded here.
You're such a nerd right now. Okay, you guys. Anyways.
All right, whatever. It was funny.
I basically, here, I'm going to go ahead and read the chameleon. This never was an issue before. I'm the youngest of four, and we didn't have any leashes. It's called good parenting. You don't need a leash to teach that. Thanks for commenting at Tenpenny. Good parenting? No. It's called doing what's necessary to ensure your child's safety. And yes, it's been an issue before. I know people my age that had a leash, but to teach his own. And then the chameleon responds saying, I get it. But still think it's degrading children. It makes parents look like they can't handle their own children and need a leash to keep them in line. But sounds like you're a single father, so you're the exception. But in my post, the father went one direction and left the two kids with the wife. They're two parents and can both keep an eye on their kids. I think it's laziness for two parents who can't keep up with their kids and rely on a leash. If you're a single parent with four kids, maybe different. My goodness, why don't you write a book about this, chameleon?
Well, funny you should say that, because this book that I just wrote about it is coming out next summer.
And then Tenpenny responds, also, as a parent, you put you and your kids' well-being first. F everyone else's opinion. They don't pay my bills. Their father worked the oil field at the time, so it was me and them. When you have three hyper kids, you do what you can. I remember the day I got one for my son. He broke away from me and seriously hid inside a clothing rack for 10 minutes. I couldn't find him. Some lady even started looking for him with me. As soon as he jumped out, I tore him up. Went upstairs and bought a leash. Never been so scared in my life. Came in super handy at Disneyland. The girls now 14 and 15 would double team me and go in separate directions. Yeah. And then your good friend Adrian says,
I put shock collars on all my kids so they don't talk back.
Well, it would have been funnier if you would have read it normally, but okay. But that's interesting, you know what I mean? For Tenpenny, I would have to say, I don't know, maybe stop feeding them junk food so they won't be so hyper.
That could be.
14 and 15, it sounds like maybe they have some, I don't know, mental disability, because 14 and 15, you know.
And they still have leashes on?
Yeah, that's a little weird, serious. Huh? That's a little, you know, I think there might be, I don't know, have you seen the doctor? Because that's not normal, that's, you know, and I'm not kidding right now. It's not normal.
That's a serious offense. Yeah. We should call the cops.
Wow. Yeah, that's, but you know what? Drones. You're a drone guy. Okay, I know you are. Drones aren't always a bad thing. Because they are now replanting trees. They're helping a field replant trees. They're actually dumping seeds on certain fields so that trees can grow. So that's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's a good way to put this drone technology to work, I think.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times it's negative. Negative, negative, negative.
Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. Remember, peace, love, laugh along, and jam on!
Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, check us out on strangechameleonshow.com. We got a new website.
We just renovated our website. Still the same address, Strange Chameleon, K-A-M-E-L-I-O-N, show.com.
Check us out on iTunes. Booyah!
Thank you.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sax!